North Dakota Native American Essential Understanding number 7 is about Native identity. It states, individual and communal identity is defined and supported by shared Native languages, kinship systems, tioshpae, clan structures, traditional teachings, values, sacred laws, and ceremonies. A continuum of tribal identity, unique to each individual, ranges from assimilated to traditional lifestyle. There is no generic American Indian.
In this episode of Dakota Date Book, we'll be listening to Oliver Gord, enrolled member of Spirit Lake Nation, talking about two types of education.
There's a Washichu, then there's an Indian. I grew up both ways bilingually all my life. And I too went to California and I graduated with my Mimas here at Manoc, the boarding school during the week. You know, to California, Cal State had 26,000 students, and my major was business administration and marketing. Now I'm teaching Dakota language, so it's just the opposite, you know. I was telling one of these people one time, this guy had this doctorate degree, and I said, you know, there's two educations. I said, there's Washichu, and that's good. We need that in today's world. But there's a Dakota way, too. You know, the language. So you know the language, that's good. And then, you know, if you go to ceremonies, sweat, and if you're a sun dancer, if you're a pipe carrier, if you're a healer, if you're a singer, and if you know the medicines, the herbs, all that kind of stuff, history. I said, if you went to that university, I said, and told him what you know, he said, you'd be the only one that knows what you know at that university. And then the Washichu world, when somebody knows something up here, they give them all kinds of initials behind their name. I said, you go tell them. I said, maybe they'll give you a voice behind yours.
I'm Scott Simpson. If you'd like to learn more about the North Dakota Native American Essential Understandings and to listen to more Indigenous Elder interviews, visit www.teachingsofourelders.org.
Dakota Date Book is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota. Funding for this series is from Humanities ND and the North Dakota Department of Public Instruction.